other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, it is always great to hear his voice. He's with us for the next hour and 15 minutes. An extended, in-depth interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, movie star, wrestler, mayor, best-selling author. You know, I bought 3,000 of his book. We've already sold 1,000 of them. And I got a call from the salesman from Skyhorse. They said, you better order some now because we just sold out. They've sold out. Now, there's some in stores, but those are selling out quick. They're rushing to print more. We've got them at InfoWars.com. And let me tell you, this is a scary book because I've done the research. It's all accurate, and I've never seen somebody of Ventura's caliber go this far. We had Dick Russell on 2 days ago. Part of the book's being censored by the Huffington Post. We'll talk about that. Fourth on Amazon in the top 10 of all the other nonfiction charts. This is very, very exciting. It shows the hunger people have for alternative information. So for the next hour and 15 minutes, Jesse Ventura back in the States. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Alex.
Man, there is so much going on. Before I ask a bunch of questions, what is tippity-top on the mind of Jesse Ventura?
Well, nothing really. You know, it was kind of a culture shock for me because when I lived down in Mexico, you know, I could walk some days 3 miles on the beach and never see another human, and I'd jump on a plane and land right in the heart of Manhattan. That's a culture shock. Oh, I will tell you one fun story, Alex, before we get to the serious stuff. I didn't watch television from December 31st till this Sunday, and I did that on purpose just to flush my brain out a little. But I was playing golf, and it was about 2 in the afternoon, and the ranger came up to me, and he said, Governor, did you hear what happened? I said, no, what happened? He said, an 8.5 Richter earthquake hit Chile, and that there's a tsunami heading here, and it's going to hit here at 5:40. I said, really? I said, I'm done. I hurried to my car, left my cart, threw my clubs in. I drove my hour and a half home down the dirt roads over the hill, rushed home where my wife, Terry, and my dog were with this tsunami coming, got in the house, grabbed my surfboard, headed to the beach, stood out there and waited, Alex, and nothing happened.
Yeah, for those that don't know, surfers love to go to the tsunamis. Everybody else is running the other way. You're running towards it.
Well, hey, it's when in a lifetime do you get a chance to surf a tsunami?
Jesse Ventura, well, maybe someday you'll get to surf a tsunami.
Well, just as long as it's not too big.
You know, I was watching videos online of surfers surfing tsunamis. I mean, some of those things 100 feet tall.
Well, you know, Laird Hamilton is the greatest big wave surfer in the world, and I read his book, and I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. Laird said that when he ever does these TV shows and radio, they always introduce him as fearless, and Laird said, that's the equivalent of calling me an idiot. He said, every big wave I ride, I experience fear. But he said, I'm a person who can take that fear and channel it into performance. And there are people that are capable of doing that. But I found it interesting when he said that calling me fearless is like calling me an idiot.
Absolutely. It's fear that keeps us on our toes.
Exactly.
We're going to go to break, Governor, sure. But again, I am so excited that this book is number 4, and I'm sure it's going to hit number 1 by next week on Amazon and everywhere else. I want to encourage listeners to buy it at InfoWars.com. We're discounting it. It's hardcover, $24.95 in bookstores, $19.95 at InfoWars.com. And we also give you a free film, Loose Change Final Cut or Reflections and Warnings. 2 films, one I produced, one I directed. You can get one of these videos free with the book. You can't beat that deal. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Jesse, the Mind Ventura, I'm going to ask you when we get back, is he worried about the globalists coming after him? Is he worried? Because I was talking to his co-author, Dick Russell, about all the people he interviewed for the JFK assassination that got murdered. Jesse Ventura, we'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, let me tell you, Ventura is so recharged. Being with him in person, I never met anybody that has as much energy. It's not a put-on. It's just a dynamism. But he was still overshadowing everything before he went back to Mexico for 3 months to recharge. I could tell he was a little more tired than normal, but he is definitely back and blasting with both barrels full power. He just gave me some very exciting news. I heard about this a few weeks ago, but was told not to talk about it from some of the folks involved with the show. But Jesse can now tell you, because the emails, the Twitters coming in are asking me, is Jesse Ventura's top rated on True TV, beat out all the news networks but Fox, out of the gates? That's unheard of. Conspiracy theory. Jesse Ventura, is your show coming back to television and when?
Yes, it is. They've True TV with the grid. Let's give them credit, because what they're doing shows a lot of courage. True TV is re-upped for at least 8 and possibly 10 more shows. We're starting to put things together now. We will probably actually ramp up and begin shooting around June.
Man, that is exciting, Governor.
Well, I'm kind of excited over it. And my son Tyrell now will be a field producer. He's gotten a nice big boost in position because they like his work. And so, things are going full bore as soon as June comes, probably.
And a lot of people are emailing asking, will Mr. Jones be involved?
Well, you know, Alex, you're such a fountain of information. I don't think that there's any way on 8 to 10 conspiracies that you wouldn't have some great knowledge or know where to send us places to get knowledge. knowledge, so I'm certain that that you'll have a role in the second season.
Man, you're a sweetheart, Governor Ventura. Now, you were telling me off air, you guys have got it, what, pared down to about 20, but they're talking about 8, 10, 12 episodes.
Well, they said 8 for sure and possibly 10.
Possibly 10. Any sneak peeks on some of the things that are in the hopper being looked at right now?
No, Alex, I won't go that far because I'd hate to see, a battle will happen. It always does between what I want to do and what True TV wants to do. But contrary to the Democrats and Republicans, we will reach a compromise and the show will go on the air. But we'll have to fight those battles because I'm certain there'll be some. And in light of that, I would not want to say anything that we'll do because then if it doesn't come true, it hurts my credibility.
Absolutely. Certainly don't tip your hand. People asked me, they said, how can mainstream television put on a truly objective program? And I said, I know Governor Ventura well. He's a man of his word. He's going to produce this truthfully and follow the facts wherever they lead. And then it basically just won't air if he has to compromise. And it came out and people were stunned. This is trailblazing. Nothing like this has ever been on national television. I mean, I want listeners to realize this was a true first. Governor Ventura, how were you able to get something done that no one before had ever done?
Well, I guess you'd have to put that like this, Alex. How was I able to defeat the Democrats and Republicans and become the governor of Minnesota and only raise $300,000 to do it?
Perseverance, smarts, will.
Well, it's just ideas and passion and that. And I can't really fully answer it because, like I said, when we first thought we could do this show, I told my crew, I had a gentleman's bet with them, and I said, you know, we're going to do all these and we'll all get paid. But I said, I believe at the 11th hour they're going to pull the plug on this thing and it'll never see the light of day. Well, I'm happy to say I lost that bet because, as I said, True TV showed great courage, and they aired them all, and they didn't edit them, and they did nothing because we did them all out in California and sent them all to them, and we got them ready to go, and they got on board and did it. And I just spoke to Mark Juris, who's the head of True TV, and this guy's beside himself, so excited to do another 8 to 10.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, their number one hit show, almost beating Fox. I mean, you talk about royal flush here, and. I talked to Braverman when you were back in Mexico hyping one of the last shows on air, for those that don't know, one of the fellows involved, and he said, Alex, you wouldn't believe the big stars that are contacting us. And I went through some of the names because I know some of them, and he goes, wow, yeah, that's some of them. But he said, he described it as Hollywood wants to keep it in the left-right paradigm. Jesse Ventura is shattering that left-right paradigm. The media calls questioning anything the government does a conspiracy theory that's outside that left-right orthodoxy, and that there's a war inside Hollywood and the media where most of the big names we know and see even in news, not just in entertainment, know about the New World Order, know about eugenics, know about population reduction, know about what's happening, and they don't want to be put in the left-right box. But Braverman said there is big Hollywood pressure from people like Steven Spielberg to keep it left right, and because as Hollywood goes, so goes the rest of the world, and now they just can't put this label on people that are questioning the official story and who have government documents. I mean, every time you go on TV, they say, you're just a conspiracy theorist, or, you know, you're making this up. And you point out, no, I'm not. I'm going off things like Operation Northwoods. I mean, here's Operation Northwoods, the actual document right here. I mean, we got ABC News, U.S. government plan to terrorize and stage fake terror attacks. What can you say about the huge paradigm shift that's happening and the type of feedback you're getting from Hollywood?
Well, I haven't really been to Hollywood. As I said, Alex, I flew from Mexico straight to New York, and I'll go to Los Angeles Sunday, and I'll be there through Wednesday. So, I probably get a better feel for it when I get out there, and I really wouldn't want to speculate. As I said, I haven't had any contact because where I live in Mexico, I don't have a phone or any of that stuff, so I really haven't spoken to anybody. But, Alex, you want to hear another good one that's a little, off the subject for a second?
Sure.
My book right now, and I urge everybody, there's 3 new books out this week. I Have Mine, Dogged to Hunter's got one out. And I don't care if Dog beats me or not. I kind of like Dog. He's kind of an interesting guy. But here's the one. We're beating the crap out of Carl Rove's book. And that's the guy I want to beat. I want this book to beat Carl Rove. Because Carl Rove's book, I haven't read it yet, but a friend of mine read it, and he told me that the book is trying to rewrite history.
Oh, yeah, saying basically that Saddam had WMDs and things. You know, you said you'd like to waterboard Cheney. What about Rove?
You know, I actually saw Rove when I did the Today Show. Matt Lauer introduced him right before my segment, and I was standing there, and I just stood back and kept watching him. But I will give Rove one bit of credit. He has lost a great deal of weight.
Well, I guess that is credit for him, but he is such a wicked person.
Well, he sure wasn't to me. He came almost running over to me to shake my hand, so I don't know what that was all about.
Well, he knows you're a big political contender, but as Tyrell said, you want to do the TV show and some more books, but you're leaning towards riding off into the sunset? I hope that's not the case.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what actually happened, and you can thank Dick Russell for this. In my last book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, you remember I wrote that last chapter as fiction?
Yes.
You know, where I made the run for the president with Robert Kennedy Jr. and I get shot and all that stuff? Well, I was going to end it right there. I was going to die in the end of that book, and I was never going to do anything public again. I was going to destroy Jesse Ventura. I created him, and I was going to destroy him then and then go on. And you can thank Dick Russell because he talked me out of it, and he only put me in a coma. So obviously I came back from the coma.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you starting to maybe think about 2012? Hmm?
Oh, no. I just mean it's still considered to be in the public. No, Alex, I have no desire at this time to run for public office at all. I think that in many ways I can be as much or more effective in what I'm doing right now.
That's right. You can go off and cogitate kind of in the mountains like a prophet and then occasionally come back to the wicked city and enlighten us.
Well, and then what's good about it, Alex, is I can come up here and stir everything up and all this stuff, and then I can run back to Mexico and leave you with all the collateral damage.
You know, I probably shouldn't bring stuff up on air without asking you, but I don't want to give you more work to do, but may we ever see Jesse Ventura sitting in the Alex Jones broadcast seat for me?
Like I said, you need a vacation. So maybe if you want to take a vacation sometime, I won't promise anything, but if you take a vacation sometime, I might sit there, but the people will have to understand something.
It'll be different.
I don't have all the knowledge that you have.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You have a lot of different knowledge I don't have. I have some knowledge you don't have.
Well, okay, and together we'll make a whole, I guess.
Exactly. Are you kidding, Jesse? That's such a great idea. I hope you do it. Listen, so much is going on. So much is happening. I put the call out again for people to buy the book, not just to beat Carl Rove. Your show being number one on True TV, one of the top shows on cable for a new show is unheard of. The fact that your books are bestsellers, that this one's a bestseller. I mean, this is really the alternative media and alternative views starting to supplant the mainstream media. The new numbers came out last month that now the alternative media together is bigger than the mainstream media. So I think we see these dinosaurs really starting to realize that their time has ended.
Well, I'm not sure about that, or maybe it's the fact that even better, maybe this country is starting to wake up.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe this country is people are starting to get finally frustrated enough with the media that we have and the status quo that's going on and has been for years and years, that hopefully we're accomplishing that. Because, you know, one thing, I don't agree with them totally, but because of some of the people in it, but I actually like the idea that the Tea Party's out there stirring it up too.
Absolutely. We're going to break. I want to come back and ask you that big question that Dick Russell brought up quite a bit. All people he knows that have been killed who expose this stuff and why you made the decision to be so bold. Because, folks, when I say this book is hardcore, we'll go over some of the chapters later. We'll also open the phones up. And I've got a big list of handwritten questions I wrote up that I want to ask Ventura all over the map. Like, the word is he's already shot a video film for a Wachowski brothers.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Jesse Ventura needs no introduction. He is our guest. Thank you for joining us. Governor, we've seen massive demonization and censorship of 9/11 truth. I've never seen such a blitz. But now we have 1,100 architects and engineers going public saying inside job. The evidence is coming out. It looks like we've got the establishment on the defense right now.
Well, you know, Alex, that's a great lead-in because, you know, usually we're on the defense. And I think it's time we go on the offense. What I'd like to do, as you know, the Huffington Post censored. Arianna Huffington had been on my case for about 2 years to contribute to the Huffington Post. So I did my first article, and then I followed it up with my second one, and, of course, they censored it. They had it on for an hour and then pulled it. What I'd like to appeal to go on the offense to all your listeners, email the Jesse Ventura was censored on the Huffington Post. And I really would like to appeal to all your listeners to do that. Let's go on the offense and stick it to them.
Absolutely. The Huffington Post requested that I write an article for them about a year ago. We sent it to them. They said, make changes. And I just said, forget it. You asked for this. And you were nice enough to write two articles for them. And they took the first one about government drug dealing, but posted your 9/11 article about Building 7 for about an hour and then pulled it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, I know what your listeners are like out there. They're very loyal to you, Alex. And so send those emails to the Huffington Post and send a barrage of them. Imagine if they got 100,000 or more emails demanding to know why Jesse Ventura was censored from the Huffington Post.
Well, I think more than that, we need to vote by buying the book and not let them censor it. And we also, if you want to get serious, go after their sponsors, because they might just like the traffic from emails overall and think they're getting attention out of it. But, I mean, that's a good idea, but there's got to be some other way to punish these people. How about folks go get the article that we reposted at Infowars.com? In fact, print it for me so I have the title. What was the title, Jesse? People can find it all over the web, and then that way we can email it out to all the media. I think that's the best way to really protest this, is to make sure that's in everybody's email inbox.
Well, on the top, it says Huffington Post, Jesse Ventura, Article 2, American, and then parentheses, American Conspiracies, and the title is, What Really Happened on September the 11th?
What really happened on...
Title, What Really Happened on September 11th?
What Really Happened on September 11th, Jesse Ventura. Search that, find the article that was censored. It's all over the web now, and get it out to even more people. But you know what, Jesse? I think them censoring it only backfired on them.
Well, I'm hoping so. We can make it backfire on him. I think so, too. And I'll tell you this, I won't ever write for him again.
Absolutely. I mean, they come to you, and then they censor it. Getting back to what Dick Russell was saying 2 days ago, he was, you know, for those that don't know, a top JFK researcher, several best-selling books. He was talking about all these witnesses he would interview who they would then murder, and we know how many people that the establishment has assassinated, and you really are coming out bold now. Do you want to say on record that Jesse Ventura will never commit suicide?
Yes, I'll say on the record, absolutely. Jesse Ventura will never, ever commit suicide.
And I second that. I will never commit suicide. I had the D.C. madam on air say that 3 months before they killed her. And I had been talking for a month before they killed Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize winner on CIA drug dealing. They'd been breaking into his house, and he was getting ready to come on the show when his new book came out, and they shotgunned him twice in the head. And the police said, Jesse, it's very normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. As a trained Navy SEAL, is that poppycock?
That's about the only answer I could give you, Alex, is to burst out laughing.
It is ridiculous.
You know, come on, man. You know, the only way you could shoot yourself twice in the head is if you missed with the first one.
I know, it's incredible. They just think we're so stupid.
Well, you know, Alex, that's how they survive, is an apathetic public. You know, a public that doesn't want to be involved, a public that doesn't want to pay attention, and that's what's wrong with so much of America today. Everybody looks around in their little tiny world, and they think, well, everywhere I see, everything is good, and as long as it doesn't upset what I can see, I'm not going to get involved. And the thing is, in our country, you should get involved.
If you don't get involved, a bunch of crooks will take over.
That's right. You know, if you don't hold government's feet to the fire, you will get bad government.
We're going to break. Long segment coming up with Governor Jesse Ventura. He's with us 15 minutes or so into the next hour. Precious time with just an incredible personality, somebody for liberty and freedom, somebody out there standing up for all of our rights, Governor Jesse Ventura. Here's the censored article. Huffington Post sends Ventura article to the memory hole up at Infowars.com with his article underneath it. Get it out to everyone. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are back live with Governor Jesse Ventura, multi-time best-selling author. His book, number 4 on Amazon, available at InfoWars.com. We're going to go through the book and talk about some of the chapters here in a moment. But I want to get into some other questions first. Here's the National Post, big Canadian paper today. Flu shots futile. Government study finds that it didn't even protect people and the shot was dangerous. This is directly for the document cam, folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. FDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration recall, FDA.gov. See that, folks? They're recalling all the vaccine. A month ago, we had the head of the EU 47-nation member panel on, a doctor, saying it was dangerous and bad and hurting people. Governor, you've been proven right again. Why did you instinctually come out against the flu shot?
Well, exactly what you said, instinct. I never got a flu shot. I refused to get that flu shot. And, I don't know. I never touched the flu. So why would I need a shot to prevent it? Now, I'm not saying I couldn't catch the flu. I guess could. But, I don't know. It just doesn't, you know, with all the bad stuff that they can stick in those things, I don't need that stuff in my body.
Absolutely. I want to get into the book in a moment, but I've got a lot of questions that I wanted to raise to you. Getting back to the media attacks, how they're bouncing off of you. I mean, you're being attacked by Fox News, radio, other TV networks. You go on these shows, they try to criticize you, and then you just completely take the air out of their sails, laying out the facts. It's almost like we're fighting paper tigers, and we're beginning to see that these people aren't invincible.
Well, and the thing is, most of them have never done any research other than soundbite television and what they send to them over a teleprompter, you know, to read a couple soundbites. Like, did you happen to catch me on The View?
It was incredibly powerful.
Well, the thing was, I was amazed. Barbara Walters was my main adversary. And I found that funny because she says to me, Governor, you're telling me they would intentionally kill 3,000 people, blah, 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 blah. And I said, Barbara, I'll give you another example. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. They killed 58,000 of my generation in Vietnam, and who knows, maybe a million Vietnamese.
Bill O'Reilly called you a pinhead last night. I mean, this is a guy with his past that I don't think really has any credibility.
What did he call? Well, this is the second time now he's called me a pinhead.
Yes.
What did he call me a pinhead for?
He played the clip from The View and basically called you a pinhead.
Well, you know, I ran into O'Reilly at Fox, and boy, he sure doesn't do that to me when he's face-to-face with me, because Bill O'Reilly's afraid to have me on his show because I don't cower to him. And I'll tell you, I'll give your listeners a good lie from Bill O'Reilly. He had Ted Turner on once, and I don't know, Ted looked like he was really out of it when he was on there because he didn't seem sharp. And O'Reilly made the statement that the killing fields in Cambodia were caused because we left Vietnam too soon.
Huh.
Now, the first thing is, we weren't at war technically in Cambodia or Laos. We were at war in Vietnam. And the killing fields were caused because Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger secretly carpet bombed the country into the Stone Age. That's how come the Khmer Rouge was able to come down and do that ethnic cleansing. So you've got Bill O'Reilly all the time rewriting history. And I confronted him with that in the Fox lobby, and he wouldn't say anything. And I said, O'Reilly, I first said to him, when were you in Vietnam? And he couldn't, you know, of course, he's never been in Vietnam, or if he was in Vietnam, it was probably recently. You know, he wasn't back in there when the war were going on. So how would he know what the hell went on over there?
Well, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was running that, as you know, advising Nixon and others, he wrote a book 2 years ago bragging, and people can pull the quotes up, where he said we funded the Khmer Rouge against the communists and that the U.S. government gave them $4 billion. So it was actually our criminal government that didn't just carpet bomb the government so that the Khmer Rouge could come in. They financed the Khmer Rouge to do it.
Yeah. And, on that note and that thought, have you read the book by Colonel Fletcher Prouty?
Yes, I have.
Well, isn't that interesting when he talks about what happened at the end of World War II with that meeting that took place between Chiang Kai-shek, Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt, where they literally laid out what was going to happen to wars from that point on. They said all wars after World War II would be fought in third world countries. They would be fought with the military having no direct objective to achieve victory in the war. Now, isn't that exactly what's happened since World War II with every war since?
Sure, it's these phantom menace covert wars just meant to destabilize the third world so they can't ever industrially develop to threaten the West, and that's actually in the British Royal Commission Plan, 1949.
Yeah, and you know, it's just amazing to read about Prouty's book, and everything he said when you look at history has come to pass.
Absolutely, and he clearly put out the evidence that the military-industrial complex killed Kennedy. I mean, that's another example. They can laugh at you and I and call us conspiracy theorists when we have all the facts, but over 90% of Americans now in major polls believe the government's lying about Kennedy. So, again,
not only that, I saw that one, I think it was a CBS Supper other poll, where people said it's now a majority of the people that don't believe the government's told us the truth about 9/11.
Exactly. I saw an Angus and Reid New York Times poll 4 years ago in 2006 where 84% want a new investigation and believe they're being lied to. So 84% of us are kooks. 84% of us are bad. Look, You did an episode on mind control, and it's been declassified. They do have these candidates. They're always in psychiatric care, and they always disappear for a few weeks or a few months. This Bedell guy has all the earmarks, and the reason I predicted in the last 3 months that they were going to have 9/11 truthers stage some type of terror attack is there was no history of 9/11 truthers ever being violent or doing anything wrong. You have the majority of the public waking up to this, and I saw Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Chris Matthews, and others with a talking point in the last 3 months saying 9/11 truth are going to stage terror attacks, mark my words. Now, how would they out of the blue just say this if they weren't prepping people? And then you have Bedell, and the whole thing is very suspicious. His parents warned him. He was under psychiatric care. He disappeared for months. Governor, your take on what happened with the Pentagon shooting?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. And I thought I was going crazy because when that happened, my first reaction was, oh my God, a Manchurian candidate. And then I had to like stop myself and go, I must be getting in too deep into this stuff. But lo and behold, I probably am not.
Okay, well, here's an article.
You know, Alex, I got to ask you a question here. Sometimes this stuff gets so overwhelming to me that I really, and I got to tell you honestly, there's certain times I start to question myself on this. How do you stay away from falling into that syndrome?
Well, what you do is you just look at the evidence, you analyze it, and if it isn't a staged event, the evidence will come out to that. If it is a staged event, you will see the earmarks. I mean, here's an example. Christmas Day, we'd forgotten eggs. I was driving around looking for a place that was open. My wife sent me out to get eggs, and I'm listening to the radio, and they announce there's been an underwear bombing on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. I go in, buy the eggs, come back out, and they're already got shirt off on Fox News Radio, who, by the way, makes a bunch of money off of it, saying, don't worry, we just decided to put in naked body scanners, though I knew he'd ordered them a year before when he'd still been in office, the head of Homeland Security. And then immediately several witnesses, Kurt Haskell and others, a lawyer, said a sharp-dressed man led the underwear bomber in Amsterdam up through the body scanners. He didn't have to show ID, didn't have to show passport, argued with him, basically had a security clearance, got him on the plane without ID. So then I said, this is a week into it, I had Haskell on, I said, okay, you ought to interview him for the show, it's amazing. His wife saw it, other witnesses. Then the FBI showed up and basically threatened him, called him a liar in the media. Then other witnesses came out about the sharp-dressed man. Then Haskell said once they were put into the customs, the dog ran over and alerted to this other man who previously it looked like had been with the bomber. And his bag had a bomb. They said, get out, there's a bomb. They arrested the guy. The FBI lied and said, we arrested no one. Then a month later, they had to admit, we did arrest somebody. It's national security. And here's the Detroit News. Undersecretary of the State Department, Kennedy, Patrick F. Kennedy, said that an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency, this is on screen right now, a terror suspect kept Visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. And then when you read it, it says they were ordered to let him get on the plane and waive his visa. So, boom. Same thing with the Fort Hood shooter. They wanted to bust him. They were ordered for 2 years to leave him alone. Same thing with all of these events. So once you know how they do it, and once you see them really promote something and push it, and I don't want to waste, I mean, we want to hear from you instead of me ranting, but it was the same story with the Joe Stack flying into the IRS building. All the same story, Jesse.
Okay. Well, that clears it up a little bit.
But I mean, my point is, I went on air in the week after that happened, and I said, no, it may just be a lone Muslim nut. But then, in every case, it's like the 9/11 hijackers. I've had the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on. They were ordered, even though they were on a terror list, to let them in, and the CIA called and said, they work for us. This is part of national security. That's on record, too.
How do you find all this stuff, Alex?
Well, I've become completely obsessed and addicted to researching it. And, you know, I saw Springman, the head of the embassy, in the Toronto Star the month after 9/11. I interviewed him then. I've interviewed him many other times since then. I had him on a month ago, and he said clearly the underwear bomber's the same deal. And he was the head of the embassy.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
Well, but you know how criminals work, though. They do things in a pathological way, meaning over and over again. So it's...
Well, and the other thing is, too, if it works one time, it'll work again.
Exactly. I mean, take Northwoods. Kennedy says no in 63, but then what do they do a year later at Tonkin? What do they do a few years later in 67 with the Liberty? I mean, they do the same thing over and over again. What is Northwoods, right here in my hand, folks, what does Operation Northwoods say they'll do? They'll bomb D.C., bomb Miami, graze troops at U.S. bases, wound them, grazing troops. What did we see at the Pentagon?
Exactly what you said.
And who sat at the feet of L.L. Lemonser, who set up the Cotonou government plan under Nixon, but Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld?
Yeah. Well, and then I loved that thing in 92 when they were part of that think tank. You know, where they did the submarine experiment or whatever, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Cheney, the whole thing, and they get all, and the question was, how do we keep the United States the sole superpower now with the fall of the Soviet Union? And they go through this litany of everything, and then in the end, it's got the summary, to implement everything we've recommended will take many, many, many years unless a Pearl Harbor type of event were to occur.
And they said 3,000 dead, like Pearl Harbor. What happened on 9/11?
Exactly.
Oh. It's incredible. But see, that's the problem. You hit on something key here. Most of the so-called conspiracy theorists do just say everything's a conspiracy without evidence. And so I'm a conspiracy, you're a conspiracy, Ron Paul's a conspiracy with no evidence, ignoring the fruit of what we do, but that's not really the public's fault. If the government has been caught lying more than they tell the truth, and there's a total loss of confidence, then there's just going to be a loss of confidence in everything. What do we do about that?
You know how I counter that, Alex? I got that again today, where they said, are you a conspiracy theorist? And I looked at through, Alan Combs asked me that. And I looked back at him and said, well, Alan, the government's a conspiracy theorist, too. They've never proved anything. I said, look at all the murders that took place in the 60s and early 70s, all those assassinations, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. There was never a trial for any of these guys. Notice how there's never a trial for any of these assassins that happened.
Well, we know under COINTELPRO that got declassified in 77 that the FBI would stage events, stage crimes, and blame it on people. We know Obama's regulations are. Cass Sunstein wrote a big policy paper saying infiltrate 9/11 truth and commit acts of violence so we can put them in jail.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I read that about that guy from Harvard that wrote that paper saying that the 9/11 truthers and all this stuff, that they should be, put under surveillance and all this other stuff. Why? Because we question our government? You know, I have to sit and think that all the founding fathers of this country have got to be turning over in their graves right now.
They are. We're going to skip this break coming up with Jesse Ventura. He'll be with us into the next hour. I want to start getting into the book here in just a moment, chapter by chapter, because believe me, folks, when I tell you, you need to get this book, when I was sent an advance copy, I didn't carry Ventura's last book, because when I did call to get it, it was sold out. I got involved early because I want people to read this. I mean, this is just incredible information, but let's bring up a few other issues. We know Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 told the Army Times, we have earthquake weapons, we have weather weapons, so do other governments. A lot of that's been declassified. The new White House science czar says they are geoengineering the earth, manipulating the weather right now. That'd be a great episode because it's all pretty much admitted, but we could go deeper into it.
Well, we kind of did that with HARP.
And that's where I'm going.
Yep.
With the Chile earthquake and with the, and this is even on CNN, and with the Haiti earthquake, they reported the sky had like an Aurora Borealis, even during the day, in the minutes before the earthquake. And I'm not saying these were staged, but if the government admits they have these systems, do we at least investigate it?
Yeah, it's very interesting. They did that. It was the same thing in Indonesia, too, when they had the huge tsunami there. There was no indication of it. There was no earthquake before it. And I remember when I was doing my show, of course, Alex, not you, but Alex on the show, who's always the cynic, he said to me, Governor, are you trying to say that they would intentionally kill all these people for no reason. And I said, Alex, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they could just be testing this thing out. And maybe when they test it out, this is the result. What do you think? They're going to come back then and say, oops.
Exactly. Some mathematicians, we posted this on InfoWars and Prison Planet a few weeks ago, have looked at the frequency of mega earthquakes, these big earthquakes, 8 and above, and it's mathematically getting very suspicious that they keep hitting right in population centers.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
Man.
But then again, of course, I'm playing the devil's advocate, Alex, not necessarily big, but, you know, we've always had earthquakes even before we had the technology, so it may not be fair to attribute every earthquake to them.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think these are probably just natural. But if the government admits they have this, then you've got to start looking into it. I mean, we are in the 21st century.
And you know what's interesting about it, too, was that treaty that everybody signed years ago saying that they would not use, if anyone developed the capability to control the weather, that it could not be used in a situation of war or and all that. But I suppose they view it as, well, we're not at war.
Well, that's another great point that you just made, and let's get into something that's a little bit more fun and not so hardcore, but also interesting. I heard months ago that you'd been involved in a secret film project. We now know what it is. What more can you tell us about your project with the Wachowski brothers, of course, of Matrix and V for Vendetta fame?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the most bizarre movie shoot I've ever been on in my life. I have no idea what the end result of this movie will be. I haven't got a clue. And I'll tell you why. These guys, they're way out there, but they're great people. I'll tell you that. But these guys are on another level when it comes to creativity. Alex, what they did to me, here was my role. They brought me in and I spent an hour and a half. Here's what I do know. The movie will take place 100 years in the future. So I come in and they do an hour and a half makeup job on me to where they put me in almost like a wetsuit type thing. They gave me multicolored dreadlocks all the way down to the middle of my back and my shoulders. I get a big, huge Fu Manchu type goatee beard with the beads in it and all that stuff. And then they gave me in the center of my forehead, it looked like almost a third eye. Right? And here was my part. I didn't have to memorize a line. Lana Wachowski sat across from me. And simply, all they wanted to do was ask me questions about how I felt about the war in Iraq and the whole Bush-Cheney thing and all of that stuff, and they allowed me to just vent. But the way I looked, did you ever see John Travolta, what he looked like, and it was a bomb of a movie, but that thing, Battlefield Earth?
Oh, yes, I saw it.
That's about what I looked like, even more bizarre. And so I'm sitting there looking this bizarre, talking about things that are a passion to me right now and just allowed to freewheel. So I'm going to be very, very interested. I can't wait to see what in the hell this movie's about. And I'll get us back to the Huffington Post for a moment. Arianna Huffington was next. And they had her. They had her decked out. She looked like the Queen of Sheba or Cleopatra. And I assume they did the same thing with her.
Now, was there blue screen behind you, or did they tell you anything else about?
Well, no, I did it. There wasn't any blue screen or everything. But then they took me in another room, and they did that modern technology where they have you face all different four directions and do all that stuff with your body to where they can actually recreate you without you being there.
Yeah, so they're going to insert the virtual reality version of Jesse Ventura into whatever dreamscape they want.
Exactly. I can't wait for this film to come out because it was the most bizarre shoot that I've ever been on in my life. The only shoot that could at all compare to it was when I did that episode on the X-Files. Jose Chung from Outer Space, which I might add, by all the X-File crazy people that watch that, I shouldn't call them crazy, but all the, you know, the passion people that watch the X-Files and all that, it made, that one made it into, I think, the top 10 X-Files of all time. But this shoot was, the X-Files were strange, but this shoot beat the X-Files by 10.
Wow. Well, you don't get bigger than the Wachowski brothers.
Right.
And so, I mean, hell, you start alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger and Running Man and Predator, but now it's Jesse Ventura in a Wachowski brothers movie. Do you have any idea when it's coming out?
No idea whatsoever. Like I said, I don't even know what the whole script is. I went there. I did what they asked me to do. I was happy to do so. It was a great experience that day. They're super professional. They're great people, and I have great respect for them.
Were they secretive about it?
Yeah. I'd say they were, because you never saw a script. They just told me what they wanted me to do. They just, they put me into the wardrobe. They made me up look like I said, John Travolta on Battlefield Earth almost. And then I just sat there. And it was so funny, Alex, because when I got into talking about it, and I think I achieved what they want, I completely forgot about what I looked like. And I'm sure that's what they wanted out of it.
Well, certainly if it's criticizing the Iraq war, it's going to be powerful. I guess it's probably going to be like android, robotic humans 100 years from now with some history of what happened in our times. I would imagine.
Alex, that's exactly what it is, basically. It's them assessing and analyzing what happened now.
So it's going to be like a history of what happened in our times.
Yeah. Only 100 years from now, it's strange people like what you'll see what I look like.
And it'll probably, I'm just guessing, we'll see if I'm right in a year or two whenever this comes out, it will probably then morph into the future and then a fictional future, kind of the Wachowski brothers guessing what human development and merger with the machines like Ray Kurzweil talks about happening.
Could be. Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, we're going to find out as soon as this movie comes out. And I guess you don't know what a tentative name is either.
Nothing. All I did, it was a one-day shoot. They did what they called a favorite nations contract. That's where when you – who else? Oh, they had Salman Rushdie, too. I didn't see him. I'm trying to recall the list of all the people they got, but Salman Rushdie is going to be in it. All I know, and when I mean favorite nations, that's where they go out, and if they hire about 10 stars to do cameos, you all get to pay the same amount of money. I mean, they got a flat rate of money. Here it is if you want to do it. And so, but there's no real negotiations or anything that go on.
Now, that's what happened with Scanner Darkly that I was in. I basically got paid the same thing as Keanu Reeves or Woody Harrelson or Winona Ryder, and it was the same thing in Waking Life. Rick Linklater just said, I want you to rant about the left-right paradigm. And then I drove around for a few hours, and that's basically was edited down into the film.
Sure.
So that sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be real interested to see this film.
Incredible. Jesse, we're going to come back. We got two more segments with you. I want to start in-depth getting into the book. Already a bestseller, folks. Only been out, 4 or 5 days? Came out Monday. It's March 12th. Came out March 8th. American Conspiracies with Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll go through these hardcore chapters and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.